Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Discovering Nature Spirit Radio Show. I am your host, Laura Rose, and I'm so grateful to be with you this evening. Thank you so much for joining us. Discovering Nature Spirit Radio Show comes to you live Monday evenings on Blog Talk Radio from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we offer a variety of spiritual, holistic, healing, and helpful topics for you. We welcome on so many wonderful guests with different expertise so that hopefully you will have a flavor of all kinds of different spiritual beliefs and holistic options and all kinds of wonderful things to bring us together and to connect us through light. That is my prayer and my hope, and I hope that you enjoy our shows. Of course, you can listen to us live. Love when you do that, and also very excited when you listen to our archived shows. As you know, if you're a regular listener of Blog Talk, all the archives are free here, and so you can listen to them at your convenience. I know sometimes it's hard to come together live on Monday nights, but the archives are here and they're available to you whenever you would like to hear them. You can download them onto your favorite device and take them with you to wherever it is that you enjoy listening to spiritual shows and healing and holistic words. So I am Laura Rose, and I am your host, and I am so excited for you to join us once again. Thank you so much to all of our return listeners, and also welcome to those of you who may be finding our show for the first time. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am an intuitive medium, an angel reader, a Reiki master teacher, a Lightarian angel links, clearings, and Reiki master, and a light healer, and a writer, and I also own the Purple Rose Healing Center, which is located in the Terraceville section of Simsbury here in Connecticut. And at the Purple Rose, I offer readings, of course, intuitive mediumship, angel readings, connecting with guides, animal totems, all kinds of beautiful different readings that you might enjoy. And we can do those readings in person at the Purple Rose, or I also offer phone and Skype sessions for those of you who may be a little bit farther away. And I have done readings throughout the country for people throughout the country and also in other countries, so I would love to accommodate you and your schedule. I also offer Reiki sessions, Lightarian Reiki and light healing sessions, and those can also be done either in person at the Purple Rose, or we can offer healing remotely and through distance as well. And so all of that can be set up. My contact information you will find on my website, which is thepurplerose.net. That is thepurplerose.net. I see a friend already in chat. If you would like to join us in our chat room, please do so. I will do my best to keep an eye on the chat room as we move through our hour together tonight. It's a wonderful place to interact with other light-filled, loving, peaceful people. So I hope that you will also engage in chat. All you have to do is sign in to Blog Talk Radio to be there. I want to mention a few events coming up at the Purple Rose Healing Center. And then we have so many beautiful messages for me to share tonight. It is very, very busy this past week or so, and so we have a lot to share with all of you. Also want to do some live mini on-air readings for callers tonight. So if you would like to call in, our phone number to call is 718-664-6906. That's 718-664-6906. When you call in, please do press the number 1. That will let me know that you want to be placed on the air, and I would love to do some readings tonight. Oh, so I was mentioning the events at the Purple Rose. We have Reiki Second Degree coming up on August 26th. As you know, if you listen to the show and if you've checked out my website, I offer 1 degree of Reiki in order, and then I just keep repeating. So we do 1 a month, and we just keep repeating the sequence. So right now, August is Reiki Second Degree, and then September, you'll find the date on the website for Reiki Master, and then in October, we'll be offering Reiki 1 and so forth. So you all can always find Reiki at the Purple Rose. Hopefully, you will be in a place where you would like to take Reiki. It is just an amazing healing modality, and so many people are opening up to their natural healing gifts at this time, and Reiki is a wonderful way to explore them and also learn the tools and techniques that keep you safe and grounded while you're sharing your healing. Also coming up at the Purple Rose, if you are already an Usui Reiki Master, but more importantly at the moment, if you're already a Karuna Reiki Master, we have Lighterian Reiki beginning on August 15th. And if you're an Usui Reiki Master and you've taken the bridge, the Buddhic Boost for this program, you're welcome. We offered that last month. So now, unless you've already taken the bridge, if you're a Karuna Reiki Master, you can join us. So anyways, that is August 15th. And if I've confused you, you can always send me an email and I'll help you out with the prerequisites for that, or you can check out the website. Also coming up this Saturday, I believe, already is August 11th. That'll be our open reading day. I know you all know already that they do tend to book up, even though they're called open. So please do let me know if you want to come in for a reading on our open reading day this Saturday. And finally, I want to mention, very exciting, I know a lot of you have been waiting for it to cycle around again. In October, we will be beginning our Purple Rose Psychic and Mediumship Development Circle once again. We will be beginning a new circle in October. And that is a great opportunity for all of you who would like to have some instruction and tools and techniques to open your gifts, and also some safe space to practice. That's always helpful. So that circle will be beginning in October. There is a prerequisite to sit in circle, and that is the workshop called Psychic Remembrance Parts 1 and 2. And those will be offered in September in 2 different ways. You can either take Psychic Remembrance Part 1 on Wednesday evening, September 5th, and then Psychic Remembrance Part 2 on Wednesday evening, September 12th, or you can do parts 1 and 2 together in an all-day workshop on Saturday, September 29th. So for those of you who might need a weekend, for those of you who might need the weekday evenings, if those are best, I've kind of put it out there in both ways. So let me know if you'd like to join us. Prerequisites in September, circle in October. Okay, so all of those details and everything else we do, you can find at the purplerose.net. As I mentioned, tonight is a reading show, so you're welcome to call in. We do have a couple of lines open. I know that there is a few of you who've been holding for a while, and one a very long time. I promise I'll get to you first. So our call-in number is 718-664-6906 if you'd like to get on the switchboard and get a reading. You're also welcome to call in if you would like to share something. I'm going to be bringing through some angel messages and some guidance in general that I have been guided to share with all of you. So you're welcome to call in if you have something to share or if you would like a reading. I want to thank all of you who have clicked that follow button on our show page and are following our show. I really appreciate that. And also, let's keep our loving, peaceful, light-filled community together, even beyond our Monday nights together. And you will find the Purple Rose on Facebook, and you can give us a like there if that's something you want to participate in and share that community even beyond our Monday nights together. So, as I mentioned, I do have quite a few things I want to share with all of you, but we do have somebody who has been holding for such a long time, and he or she even called in before me tonight. So I'm thinking that it would be a wonderful opportunity now to perhaps see if we can help that person out with a reading. And so this is area code 210. Caller, are you with me?
Yes, hi. My name's Carolyn.
Carolyn, hi. Thank you so much for calling Discovering Nature Spirit. What can I do for you tonight? Is there something you want to share, or is there a question or something you would like to ask the angels or your spirit guides?
Actually, I would like to ask the angels and spirit guides just if there's any general guidance for me. I'm about to leave on a trip on Wednesday, and I'm wanting it to be a spiritual experience. I'm just kind of wanting to tune in and get prepared for this trip.
All right. Well, let me see who comes forward and what guidance they have for you on this trip or whatever else they think is important to talk about. Sometimes I'm not in control of such things. Well, actually, I'm usually not in control. All I do is open up to light and what is in your highest good. So what I am hearing first and foremost from the angels and the guides who have stepped forward to you is that it is time to take action, they're saying. There is a great tug and a great pull to pull you out and pull you forward, I'm seeing, or pull you out of your comfort zone. They're saying you're already there. I'm sensing some type of hesitancy to step into your spiritual gifts or into the spiritual journey, even beyond the trip that you're taking. So what they want to do is give you permission to step forward fully as a beautiful light being. They're saying you are already a light worker. It is already within you. It's time to embrace that. It's time to breathe that in. And then take the next step, they're saying. Do not be hesitant. Does this make sense for you?
Yes, very much. I get confused, but about what specific steps to take, but I'm open to doing so.
Well, I would imagine that this particular trip that you're taking will be I'm no longer imagining. What I'm hearing is that the angels will be around you, your guides will be around you even more so, because you'll be a little bit, you will literally be out of your comfort zone, and you will have more time and energy to tune in. And what I'm hearing is commune with spirit, commune with nature, commune with the ascended masters. There's actually more higher type beings coming in, ascended masters. And so there is wonderful opportunity for this trip and moving forward for you to really, really get out there with these gifts. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, it does. It very much. I feel what you're saying is true, definitely. It resonates very much.
I want to also share something that I'm getting now from an energetic perspective, that it's really important for you to take, really, we talk, if you have listened to the show before, I talk ad nauseum about energetic self-care, and that's another thread that I'm tuning into when I tune into your energy, about really taking good care of yourself from an energetic point of view. What I'm hearing is that sometimes the commune, they're really using the word commune, communing with spirit. This communication, whatever you want to call it, sometimes gets dusty underneath energetic stuff. And so you want to do a really good job of keeping yourself cleansed from other people's stuff, especially, is what I'm hearing. You may be a wee bit sensitive to the energy dynamics around you, and it causes a little bit of stress for you. And so this would be a great time, if you aren't already, to do some type of energetic self-care, either chakra clearing, or I've mentioned before, I've created a great tree meditation CD that's available on my website, or just do it through breath. The last time I did an angel show, I did some very simple breath work with the audience, so you could listen to that show also. So some type of energetic self-care for you on a regular basis, and then you wouldn't need, they're saying you won't need to go away to commune with spirit. You can do it every day, they're saying. Make sense?
Yes, very.
Oh, are you still there? Did we lose you? Oh, I think her cell phone or her connection must have faded away. But the good news is that we were done with the message that Spirit wanted to share for her. So I want to thank you so much for calling Discovering Nature Spirit this evening. And it was a pleasure to offer you that reading and that guidance. And may you have a beautiful, awesome, safe, joyful trip. There are so many things that we want to talk about on tonight's show, and also, as I mentioned, I'd love to do some readings for callers as we move through our time together. 718-664-6906 is the call-in number. The first thing that I want to share with all of you, and I want to send a shout-out to chat. Also, thank you so much for everyone joining me there. I see some friends in there and some new people. So very exciting that you're joining us that way. When I do the show solo, it's very hard for me to multitask and type and talk to all of you in chat and also have something to say to the audience in general. So one of the first things that I want to share tonight, which has been coming up over and over again in a variety of contexts in my work and in what I see friends and colleagues interacting with as well, is getting a reading. Getting a reading. Even if you call into our show or you call into the other shows available on Blog Talk Radio or on the other internet sites. There's a lot of beautiful healers and light workers and intuitive people offering their services to you, both online now. What a great way to connect globally and also in person or locally if you're somebody who likes to get readings. I want to say something to all of you that is just so, so important, I believe, and not everybody knows it, understands it, or keeps it in mind, that a reader, anyone who does readings, is reading energy only. And so whatever anyone says to you in a reading is not gospel. It isn't. The best person to offer you advice and guidance and wisdom for you is you. And everyone out there, everyone has the ability to tap into that intuition within you, whether you want to call it hearing messages from the angels, whether you want to call it connecting to your higher self or your inner wisdom or your spirit guides or loved ones on the other side, whatever you like to do or whatever that reader does, everyone has this ability within themselves. And so if you're someone who has a hard time connecting within yourself, I think that now is the best time ever. The energy is ripe with nurturing your own gifts and your own connection. If you do choose to get a reading from someone else, always, always, always filter that message that they have given you through your own intuition and common sense. Even if you don't think that you're all that connected, and I know you are, But if you don't think you are, I bet you have some type of filter and sensitivity to what someone says to you. You know that when somebody is criticizing you, for instance, it doesn't feel good. And you know that when someone is giving you a loving message, oh, that resonates in your heart. And the same is true when you get a reading. Trust those filters that you have already in place with whatever words they say to you. Because as I said, that's not gospel. They're reading energy only. And if it is a really good reader, well, even if it's not a really good reader, then we wouldn't even want to worry about what they're saying. But if it is someone who is very authentic and has an authentic and light-filled channel, they are reading, this is very important, they're reading potential. They're reading potential. That's why if you listen to our show, you know that I rarely do future readings because everyone has their own free will to make different choices which can change the outcome of whatever I might see for you. I'm only reading energetic potential. And so that's very exciting. That should be very liberating for you because if you get for yourself or a reader gets for you information that you don't want, then you know that you have your own energy dynamic creating your own life, your thoughts, your beliefs, your energy, creating your own life, and you can change that potential to something else. Empower yourself. You have that power within you. And so never get afraid or scared or create something that you do not want just because a reader has seen it for you. First of all, judge whether it's a good reader or not, whether they have an authentic channel. And then if they do, know that they're reading potential only. Even Michael Jernigan, who comes on our show periodically, he'll be back in September. He's our astrological expert. And he even says that when he does an astrological chart for someone or an astrological reading, that astrology is simply energetic potential. And then he will give that to you and lay it in your hands. And so you decide whether to create it or not. That decision and that power always lies within you. I just think that it is so important for us to realize that. I just get so... I don't want to use the word afraid, but I get so, what's the right word? I don't like it. How's that? I don't like it when I hear people say, oh, well, this reader said this, and so this is definitely going to happen, and I should do this or I shouldn't do this. You want to make that decision for yourself, And always know the potential is there for you to create wellness and joy and connection and love and all of your dreams fulfilled and your wishes fulfilled. That is always the truth. And so if somebody says something other than that, you want to make sure that you know you have the power to create whatever it is that you desire in your life. So, very important message. I've been guided very strongly to share that with all of you tonight. We also have some channeled messages from the angels that I want to share as well. So let's see what's going on in our chat room. I want to send a shout out to all of you there. And I see the lady who we kind of lost off of our call earlier is doing fine and definitely will take that advice and see how to energetically cleanse and connect to spirit. So let's do one more reading and then I want to share the messages that I got from the angels in general for all of you. So this is area code 786. Caller, wait, it's still spinning. There you are. Caller, are you with me?
I am. Hi.
Hi, what's your first name?
My first name is James.
James, welcome to Discovering Nature Spirit. How can I be of service to you tonight? Do you have something to share or a question you want to ask?
Well, I was just wondering if my guides or angels were giving you any important message for me at this particular time.
All right, well, let me tune in and see who might be around and what it is that they have to share. And I've been guided to use my animal cards for you, and they just flipped out all over the place, which is always something very, very important. And the ones that actually flipped out were the wolf and the turkey. I don't know if you know anything about animal energies, do you?
Yes, a little bit, yes.
So these are medicine cards that I love to use once in a while, and they have different animals on them. And so, as I said, the wolf and the turkey both flipped out, and those are the medicines that are always most important when they just flip right out of the deck. And the wolf stands for really using your intuition more. We've been talking about that so far on our program, and the wolf is there to help guide you. The turkey is coming to me upside down, and we could do a whole show on contrary cards and upside down cards, but anywho, what that's sharing with me is that you are not fully, you're not using your gifts to their full potential, or you're not fully using your gifts. And so the wolf medicine, your wolf guide, this animal that's come forward for you, wants to help guide you into your intuitive connection. And the turkey is there to share with you that insight to help blossom your gifts. What I am hearing more specifically for you from these animals and also the angels, Archangel Raphael has come in, so that definitely says to me that you have very strong healing gifts within you, and that Raphael will be around to help bring those out. I'm also hearing that you want to set aside some time during your day, if you don't already, for some contemplation or meditation. And also, being in a state of gratitude for you and your particular energy is like the best magic you could ever create for yourself. They're saying if you, I don't know whether you would be comfortable doing a gratitude journal or something like that, but they're saying when you find that place of gratitude, it's like you know the sparklers that we use on the 4th of July?
Right.
I'm seeing that energetically. It's like a sparkler effect for you. When you find that state of gratitude, then it just sparkles out around you, and things instantly manifest for you from that energy of gratitude. Does any of this make sense for you that I've been sharing?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, great, great. So, I would definitely do some type of gratitude exercise, or just simply find that place and that energy within you. And I think that everything will move from there. I'm also seeing that you may want to take some time out. I don't know if you're very busy or you don't get a lot of time alone, but take some time out and really do some type of contemplation or meditative work. The answers they're saying are already all within you. It's just simply a matter of finding that quiet space and then lighting that sparkler. What a cool image. I've never gotten that before.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And know that Archangel Raphael is very close by you as well. He's also someone that you can connect with, or an energy that you can connect with. He is there to multitask for you, bringing healing within you and also helping you share your healing gifts. So if that's comfortable for you to connect with him or say some prayers to ask him to help, that would be awesome. Okay?
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Lots of love to you. Thank you so much. So we've come to the halfway point in our show already. It just goes by so fast, doesn't it? I do have two beautiful messages from the angels to share with all of you tonight, and then a very important message as well that was shown to me in a vision when I did a shamanic journey not too long ago, and I've been guided to share that with all of you tonight as well. So let's do a very, very quick break. It'll let me spend some time in our chat room, and then I'll come back. I'll share with you those messages from the angels and also that beautiful message from that shamanic journey that I did, and hopefully be able to get to some more of your calls. So I thank you so much for being with us this evening. It's a very short break, I promise, and then we will be right back together.
Are you looking for love and guidance regarding a relationship or situation in your life? Are you seeking more understanding of your soul's purpose? Or would you like reassurance that loved ones are still with you from the other side? Laura Rose is an intuitive medium who offers messages of love and light, peace and hope. She can bring forth helpful information from your spirit guides, angels, or deceased loved ones that can assist you in making decisions and assure you that you are on the right path, or simply bring harmony to your life. Laura is also a Reiki master who offers Reiki healing sessions to restore balance to mind, body, and spirit. You may join Laura by appointment at her business, The Purple Rose in Tariffville, Connecticut. She offers phone readings and distance healings, or simply call her at 860-658-9888. You can also visit her at her website, www.thepurplerose.net, for more information. Again, that phone number is 860-658-9888, or visit her at thepurplerose.net. The Purple Rose, discover nature's spirit.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Discovering Nature Spirit Radio Show, and I am your host, Laura Rose, and tonight we're doing some angel messages. If you would like to call in for a reading, we do have a few lines open at this time. Our call-in number is 718-664-6906, and as I mentioned, I have some angelic messages to share that I channeled from the angels with all of you in general. So hopefully they will be helpful or will touch you in some way, even if you are not someone who can get through for a reading individually. So here's the first message from the angels, and here it is. In each moment, you can choose fear or grace. Grace is knowing that God, or whatever that is for you, is always with you. Grace is knowing that God's light is within you and you are meant to shine that light forth. With that knowing comes ease. You can relax into wellness. You are fully taken care of and protected in that light when you acknowledge and accept it as your birthright. Realize you can always make the choice to shine fully in the state of grace. It matters not what is happening around you, because the state of grace lies within. The more you allow grace, the more you know for sure, with all of your heart, mind, and soul, that there is never anything to fear. So that is the first channeled message from the angels for all of you. And I wonder, I bet you have all had a moment of grace, and hopefully many moments of grace within your life. And I bet that we all will be defining it differently, and yet in some ways it will be the same for all of us. And so I would love for all of us to start thinking more about what grace is, and also embracing more of those moments of grace within our lives. And grace really is, as the angels are saying, something that comes from within you. And our show, Discovering Nature Spirit, my work, what I do, is all about empowering you to remember your own connection to God, Goddess, Great Spirit, the universe, whatever that language is that you use to define the divine or to define spirit. That is within each one of us. Each one of us has that. It's our birthright, as the angels are saying. And the more we can get in touch with that connection, the more that we realize we can really exhale. We don't have to worry so much. We don't have to stress so much. We realize that everything is taken care of in each moment. And what the angels are saying is that we have the choice. That's that free will. And we have the choice. We can choose either fear or grace in that moment, either stress or connection in that moment. And so let's start to choose grace. And the more we do that, and the more that becomes our habit, right? Because we have been taught such the opposite of that. The more grace becomes our habit, the easier everything gets. The very, 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 very awesome knowledge comes to you with every fiber of who you are and your being, that all is well. All is well in every moment. And I see Archangel Jeremiel coming in. That's one of the messages that he brings through all of the time for all of us, if we can just breathe in that message and that light. I see a beautiful eggplant or royal purple light coming from him with gold sparkles. And so if that resonates for you, breathe in that beautiful light, that purple with the gold sparkles, and hopefully that can bring in not only that state of grace, but that state of relaxation, so that you know with every fiber of your being that all is well. In this moment, all is well. So let's all breathe that in, that beautiful purple light with the golden sparkles within it, breathing that in, knowing that all is well. And in each moment of our life, we can choose to do that. We can call upon Archangel Jeremiel. We can breathe in that beautiful light, and we can know in that moment that all is well. And then in that moment, we are in that state of grace. And what the angels are saying is that that lies within each of us, and so we don't have to look outside of ourselves for that. And what they're saying, which is so exciting, is that it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing or what's happening around you or who's stressed around you or who's yelling around you, that moment is yours and it's inside of you to find that grace. And so it doesn't matter what the news is sharing with us, oh, don't watch that too much anymore. Find that within yourself. Find those moments of grace more and more and more. And know that that is a choice that you can make for yourself. And for those of you who listen to us regularly, I'm sure you know that when I do the show solo and I bring through these angelic insights, I ask for a message to share with all of you. And so this time we got two. So it must be an extra special week. So that was the first message from the angels. And let me share with you the second. And they kind of tie together pretty well. Let's just let the angels share it at this time. So here it is. Time tells an amazing tale of how it used to be. Instead, create and focus on this moment. That is all that matters. That is all that you have. If the past feeds this moment, charges it with light, then by all means let it shine forth. If the past is causing you to lose focus on the light of the moment, you must find a way to forget. So powerful, isn't it? Let me read it once more. Time tells an amazing tale of how it used to be. Instead, create and focus on this moment. That is all that matters. That is all that you have. If the past feeds this moment, charges it with light, then by all means let it shine forth. If the past is causing you to lose focus on the light of the moment, you must find a way to forget. So beautiful, so, so beautiful. And I think we all know what that means. If whatever it is that you're focusing on is not in this moment, if you're ruminating about the past, you're not in this moment. However, if you're remembering something that fills you with joy, then by all means remember. And if you're remembering something that makes you angry or that fills you with regret or that fills you with guilt, well, let's not focus on that, right? Because then we are losing the light of the moment. And so that's what they're saying. And I don't think they just mean forget, like it would be just so easy to forget all of the things that we have struggled through and all of the things that still perhaps cause us pain. But find a way to change your focus and shift your focus and heal whatever that pain is. Archangel Raphael showed up. For our last caller there, Archangel Raphael would be a great angel to call upon if you are needing a little healing about something that happened in the past. And so call upon him and see where his guidance and support and love and light takes you. And maybe it is that time for you to reach out for some help to someone, a spiritual counselor or a counselor or some type of friend that's very supportive, because in this time period that we are in now, we really are in 2012. Oh my God, everyone. And it is August, it is the eighth month, and so it really is time for all of us to grab hold of each moment and shine light forth in that moment as much as we possibly can. And in order to shine all of that light forth, we really, really need to release all that is not light. And so that is what the angels are talking about in this second message, that if it, whatever that past is causing you to lose focus on the light of the moment, then you must forget or find a way to heal and let it go and release it. And what the angels are saying, they're chiming in right now, they're saying that we can now release it once and for all. And they're saying once and for all time, more specifically. So that is what the energy of 2012 is all about. And I know a lot of you are saying, oh, well, that sounds all great, but you don't realize what I'm going through. And I don't mean to minimize whatever it is that you are going through. I know there's a lot of people out there who are going through difficult things and who are suffering, and my heart goes out to all of you, and I hope you know that you are loved by spirit in every moment, no matter what it is that you are experiencing. And call upon the angels for help with whatever it is that you are going through. Please do know that they are with you and know that they are supportive of you and can help and guide you through whatever it is that you're going through. Also know from a spiritual perspective that whatever is happening for you in your life is an opportunity to look at what is no longer working, look at what is needing release, all of that stuff that you hear all of these spiritual teachers talking about really is true, I know. And so if something is going wrong, quote unquote wrong, with your body or your relationship or your job or your family, look at that really carefully as much as you can. Ask the angels for help with healing it, but look at it carefully for what it is showing you. It's showing you a place in yourself or your life where it is not light. And so there needs to be either a change or a shift or a healing to occur so that you are more fully the light of who you are. That is our birthright. It really, really is. And it is a time to shine forth. These two messages are also on my blog, so if either of them resonate, or hopefully both of them resonate with you, and you'd like to take more time and read that message through, you can always visit my blog, and let me give you that address. It is laura-purplerosemusings.blogspot.com. That's laura-purplerosemusings.blogspot.com. You'll also find that link on my website, which is, of course, thepurplerose.net. So all of the channelings that I receive from the angels or from spirit, you will find on the blog. It's all kinds of great channeled messages. And also I want to mention, for those of you who may not have heard me mention it before, every Wednesday I bring through a channeled message from the animal kingdom. And my lab, Raven, she is our gatekeeper to the animal kingdom, so it's called Raven's World. So every Wednesday you find a message from the animals there. What has been happening is you might want to peek through prior Wednesday's postings, because you'll find different species of animals coming forward with their individual voices, as well as the common message from the animals in general coming through. So that has been really exciting. We've heard from the bears, I think was the last one. And of course, we've heard from all kinds of beautiful animals on that page. So check out that blog. Look at all those beautiful messages. All of them, all of the angels and the guides and the masters and the animals, they're all helping. We are not alone. They're helping us to shine as much light as possible, which translates into having a life that is joyful and meaningful and easier. Wouldn't that be great to just breathe in ease? Yes, breathe in that ease, because so many of us are going through so many challenges. And even if you aren't going through a particular challenge, sometimes you're just stressed or busy. So let's breathe in that ease. So as I mentioned, I do have another message that I want to share, but let's take another call before I do that. And this is someone who's called into our show before I know. So here we go. Oh, that didn't click. There we go. And I never know how to say this particular handle here very well, so I'm going to let you say it.
Okay, you can just say Sharon.
All right, awesome. Well, welcome back to our show.
Thank you so much. Can
I help you this evening? Do you have something you want to share or something you want to ask about?
Both. I would like to share an interesting phenomenon that happened to me yesterday. I happened to connect to past lifetimes and learn the message from both of them, and I'm just kind of blown away by the whole thing.
Okay, so is there something I can help with around that, or what can I do for you tonight?
Well, things are always in transition, and I just kind of wondered, whatever you may see about going forward in what I'm in my whole thing here.
Okay. Well, the first messenger coming through for you is an animal. It's the hawk, who, ironically enough, is the messenger of the animal kingdom. And so I really do get the sense that spirit is trying to get your attention. The hawk comes through as a very powerful messenger, and I see him flying in for you right away, actually, even before I can look to the angels to see what they want to share. The hawk has flown in and is with you very, very strongly. And so the hawk is a great protector. And so I really see you moving forward with your spiritual gifts. And so any hesitancy you may be feeling or any fears around that, know that you're very protected from spirit and especially from your hawk friend who is with you always. I see that another piece that I'm getting is to also keep yourself energetically clean. We talked a little bit about that with another caller, and we talk a lot on the show. Energetic self-care, very important for you at this time, especially as you're saying you're moving through transitions that can be tumultuous to your energy. I also see that you have such strong intuition. Holy cow. You could intuit me under the table is what I'm getting. And so I really want to encourage you to sit in circle or groups or really do something to flourish. Make that intuition flourish. Are you doing anything around that now?
I'm doing a few different things and really trying to find a new direction. I do energy healings, but I know there's something more out there, and I just haven't quite touched on it yet.
I'm really getting the message that there is some type of a group activity or a group that you can connect with that will help. And it may even be doing this work with other people. Perhaps there's a place or a healing center that you can join or work a few days a week or whatever it is that you would like to create for yourself. I really see you in community with others somehow a little bit more or a little bit more strongly connected than you are now. Is that something you've thought of?
Well, I'm actually with a group.
Okay.
I'm actually a videographer for some intuitives that do platform events, so.
Well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
But I really see the angels pushing you out from behind that camera and using your own gifts, too. I'm really getting that image for you. So that might be, is that something you're feeling?
Yeah, it's been coming on more and more, and I've started working with the Palladians and angels both, so.
Well, it really sounds like you're on the right track. I think that the groups that they're talking about are more about using your intuitive gifts in conjunction with others. So I definitely would see if there are other people in your area that resonate with you that would be a good match and start to first play around with it, and then I really think that you'll be doing it more professionally. And I'm also hearing channeling yourself, especially the Pleiadians. They have very strong messages for us, and they have been such an enormous help as we go through our transitions. So you might want to perhaps open up to some channeling yourself for them. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Laura. I appreciate
it. Oh, you are so welcome. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. Lots of love to you.
Thank you. Namaste.
So I have something else that I need to share. And as I mentioned, these were images and visions that came through a shamanic journey I did. And sometimes I sit in journey and think I'm getting some messages for myself or guidance around my own life. And this one was a little bit more global, shall we say. And so I've been guided to share some of it with all of you. I know if some of you out there do journeys yourself, you know that they're very personal and intimate. But this is definitely something that I was meant to share. And what I saw when I did the journey is I saw many, many sacred fires burning throughout the world. And so this is something that I want to impart to all of you to do as well in whatever way feels right to you. There, through all kinds of cultures throughout the world, including our ancestors. Our ancestors are helping with these as well, and indigenous cultures everywhere. There are like-minded individuals coming forward and joining together. That's why, that's what I want for this show, is a way for us to come together with peace and joy and lightheartedness and light and hope and love. And so what I am seeing is that there are many out there who are keeping these sacred fires burning, the sacred fire of hope and peace and light and love, and a oneness of connection that has been forgotten in many of our cultures. And these ancestors and these healers and gurus and all of these beautiful people throughout the world are keeping hope alive. They're keeping this oneness alive and this connection alive. And so we all can make a difference. I know it feels sometimes when you look around yourself or you look around the community that all is not going well. We can make a difference, and it doesn't have to be huge. All it needs to be is to keep your own sacred fire burning in whatever way is right for you, whether it's lighting a candle once in a while and sending that prayer out to the universe, whether it is simply sending a prayer out to the universe, whether it is sitting by yourself or with others on the night of a full moon. And we have a blue moon coming up at the end of August, so exciting. The second full moon in the month is called the blue moon. And so that's a very sacred and special time, getting together with others or even by yourself and sending out some type of prayer along these lines. Keep those sacred fires burning. And that is all that it takes. And what I hear from all of the beautiful beings that brought me these visions is that it is working. Don't let anyone tell you that it is not. Light is stronger than anything else, and the oneness and the connection that joins all of us is the only truth we have. And so the more that we can let our light shine, as the angels were saying in the earlier messages, and the more that we can assist the sacred fires, keeping them burning, our heart fires, even if it is putting our hand over our heart and knowing that when we do that, we connect to all peoples and all the love within everyone's heart, the love of spirit, that connection. And so it's really important that we not give up hope. It's really important that energetically we know with every fiber of our being that we can make a difference. And there are a lot of other beings holding space for us, the animals being our friends, and very, very powerful. They have no negativity the way we do, and so they are able to hold that light. And also the etheric beings that are all around us all the time, the angels and the guides and ascended masters and just amazing, powerful light beings that are all around us. And so they are holding that space, and we can help too. And you can do whatever feels right to you. There is no wrong way to join in this energy. The visions that I was given were so powerful and so strong. And so the more that we connect to the light within ourselves and also the light within all peoples, the more that we are going to shine. And so I'm going to leave you with that message and do whatever feels right to you. I love to hear from you. If you have something to share with me, please feel free to email me or contact me, whether you're listening archive or you listen live and there's something you want to share. I love to hear your spiritual connections and whatever it is that you want to share with me. You'll find my contact information at my website, thepurplerose.net. So thank you so, so much to all who have joined us this evening, our listeners, our callers, our chatters. Thank you so much for being with us. Our show comes to you live Monday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next Monday, we will be welcoming on Curtis Griffin. He's going to be talking about raw food. He was supposed to be on in June, but something came up for him, and so this rescheduled date next Monday. So that is something that I have been interested in, and I hope it will be something interesting for you as well. So again, more information about me, thepurplerose.net. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful week filled with many, many blessings.